Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Hey, this is Gabe from Cobra Starship, and you're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning with my super hot girlfriend, Kelly Raspberry.
Ex-girlfriend.
Gabe.
Gabe's supporter is engaged. Kelly Raspberry is heartbroken.
Oh, man.
Because I thought there was still a chance.
I need you to suck it up today, Kelly, and try to be good, because I've got a... I don't even like to say what I have, because the word makes me more sick. I'm nauseous, so I have a stomach bug, but thinking of a stomach bug makes me more nauseous, because I think of a bug in my stomach.
Ew, like a
so
spider.
I'm a little nauseous right now. Maybe it's because I watched the 2-hour Bachelor last night. That'll do it. Joining us in studio is Sean Lowe's sister, Shay, making her second appearance on the show.
Hello.
Hi, Shay.
Good morning.
Shay. Thanks for being here. The last time you were with us, it was before Sean even agreed to do The Bachelor, but we had a feeling. Mm-hmm. We said they're definitely going to come after him.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell us now, had he already been approached at that point?
Yes.
He had.
So, and he already agreed to do it at that point.
So he just flat out lied.
See, that bachelor turns everybody.
See, him and Chris
turns everybody into a liar.
Do me a favor when you talk to Sean. Tell him, kid said you're a liar.
Yeah, I'll remember
okay.
that.
All right. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank
nice
you.
To talk. You look so beautiful.
Yeah,
on TV
I was
going to
say, Shay, is anyone in your family unattractive?
That's what I was thinking.
Thank you, guys.
That's what I was thinking. It's like to grow up in a family like I. I'm not being mean, but growing up, looking around my dinner table, I'm like, ugly, ugly.
No, you like, did not.
Yeah, no, I'm like, wow.
But do you think pretty
how
people...
How did we have 8 ugly people sitting around?
Do you think pretty people grow up knowing they're pretty people?
Oh, yeah.
Or it's just so accepted.
You figured it out, right? You figured out you guys are pretty.
They don't have to wait in line.
I mean, I think I have good genes.
Yeah,
I own that.
You
yeah.
really do.
Thank
yeah.
you.
And the top is cute, too.
Yeah.
So St. Croix had to be nice.
I mean, it's fabulous.
If you're going to join your brother on The Bachelor, why not St. Croix instead of Montana?
Yeah. Drinking goat milk.
So had you heard about Tierra before? Did you talk to your brother at any point?
No. I hadn't seen him or spoken to him in 7 weeks until I saw him on the beach.
So you're walking in cold. You only know that there's like 6 girls left.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about any of them.
Exactly.
And so, of course, he has to bring up Tierra because on that last date that he'd had with Ashley, she basically filled him in a night, I thought, a very fair way.
I did, too.
And he asked her.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Do I have that clip of Ashley? Let me see if this is it. I'm not sure.
The house? It's the house and Tierra.
There you go.
And Tierra, every time we're all together, Tierra sits by herself. And
this is Ashley filling in Sean on Tierra and how she's different in the house
and
than she is on,
with
him.
And everything she told her is true.
Yeah.
I didn't invite her. She's like, no. Doesn't want to be part of the group. She really is not polite. She isolates herself.
Yeah.
It's awkward. It's weird. And who you get is a completely different girl than the house gets.
Now, it's not the first time Sean has heard that. It's about the 30th time.
Right.
But that time it resonated, you think?
It did. I think he really respected Ashley, and he asked her. She didn't just bring it up and try to create drama.
And that's the key.
Yes.
Yeah.
And see, Ashley... Well, no, not Ashley. Shay has studied The Bachelor enough. Uh-huh. She knows how this works. So the first thing you said to Sean, even before he went on The Bachelor, is if the girls don't like somebody in the house, get rid of her.
That's exactly right.
Because you studied the show, and
that's
you know.
That's exactly right. I knew.
But and that's true. If you can't get along with others, if a girl can't get along with other girls, I mean,
that's fellas. Weird.
But
that's
here's that
sign,
girl's
man.
Excuse. I just, girls don't like me. I'm a guy's girl.
I have a sparkle.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, Shay said that she doesn't want Sean to end up with, quote unquote, that one.
I just don't want to be watching this unfold and going, no, not that one, you know, the whole time. And then you end up with that one, you know. And a couple of times The Bachelor has ended up with that one.
And who in this group would be that one? There's
well,
only one.
It would have been Tierra.
Yeah.
And so that's our concern, is that you have the best intention. I know that. And it's just to make sure that you pick a girl that equally has the right intention.
The 6 women I have left, I feel pretty confident that I have seen who they genuinely are.
Right.
The only one I could possibly question would be Tierra, just because people have told me they see other sides that I don't see.
Possibly question? I have to ask you, if your brother, growing up, you thought of him as the most naive member of the family, that he's very innocent and looks through a child's eyes and sees the good in everyone. And even when something's right in front of his face, he has a hard time recognizing it.
Well, I think he's very black and white, and he always has been. And he sees things for black and white. He doesn't like drama. He doesn't like conflict. He's no nonsense.
And he sticks up for the underdog sometimes, doesn't he?
He does stick up for the underdog. He's never dated the underdog. So it was... Watching this unfold has been a big surprise.
Does he go after the damsel in distress?
Never.
Never.
Well, he does on The Bachelor.
He did. No,
every
he
week.
Absolutely did. But no, that's not normal. Hmm.
See, we have to keep the time shift in our head. We have to keep a track of that because if you're just watching the show, you would think, okay, Shay, his sister's been watching The Bachelor, and now she's coming on The Bachelor, and she's telling him Tierra's a nightmare. You were not watching it. The show had not started airing yet.
Yeah, right.
So there's a time shift going on here. You don't know anything that's going on.
That's right, nothing.
Yeah. So he says, I want you to meet Tierra.
And I was like, okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in my head, I'm like, I'm going to tell you to get rid of her.
Yeah.
I knew enough to know if the girls.
Just from what he said.
Yes. If the girls are talking bad about her, get rid of her.
Okay. Is that a general rule of yours that if a girl can't get along with other girls, that she's not a good fit for a guy?
Well, it's a general rule. If you watch The Bachelor and the girls are talking about one girl, you get rid of that girl.
That's the Bachelor rule.
The Bachelor rules
are different than life rules.
But isn't it a life rule, too? Who wants to be with someone that can't get along with other
women? Yeah, exactly.
Because that's usually going to be the girl that doesn't let you get out of her sight ever.
Yeah.
She's always going to want you around, and she's going to be very possessive.
But on The Bachelor, it's not a normal situation.
Yeah. No,
they're all cut off from communication, from TV. I mean, they can't even get on their laptops or anything, so it's all focused on this one guy, and one guy's the prize. How many times do you go on a group date with three or four other girls?
That's true.
I mean, none of this is realistic.
There are certain universal rules that carry from the show into real life, and one of them is this, that if I'm always impressed when a girl has the same friends from when she was very young, you know, like in kindergarten or whatever.
Like my best friend since fifth grade, Tommy Jean.
I'm impressed with you for that, Kelly. And a girl that has a universe of girlfriends around her, it shows that it says something about a girl.
See, and I kind of disagree because I have a few close friends that I've been friends with for a very long time, but I don't have 20 girlfriends.
Yeah.
I don't think any girl my age realistically has 20 true girlfriends.
Well, no, not 20.
They talk badly about each other.
But would you say something like what Tierra said here? Listen.
I know how emotionally taxing.
No, that's not it. Hold on. The one where she talks about that men love her. Okay, here we go.
Men love me.
You want to get nitty gritty? Let's get nitty gritty, honey.
It's honestly, Ashley and Tierra.
I liked you from day one. And that you kept pushing. Hold on. Please just let me just. This is a peace offering. The best I'm going to ever offer to you. You probably won't take it because that's your character, okay? But let me throw something at you. When Sean shows up, you're a different person,
Tierra.
Yeah,
because girls are jealous. Men love me.
Men love me. What?
No.
Boy, you talk about. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, buddy.
Alarms going off.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Men love her.
I happen to be a man and I don't love her.
Yeah, right.
Well, because we got to see her.
Right.
We would love her if we didn't get to see her.
Because all
home.
Sean saw was the bubbly girl coming down the red carpet every time.
Here's a little fun fact about Tierra. Her eyebrow has more followers on Twitter than she actually has.
She can't control her eyebrow, JC.
The eyebrow has more followers than the actual Tierra.
Now, Shay, we obviously with Reality Steve, who somehow gets the inside scoop, we think we know who your brother picks. Do you know right now who he picks? Has he...
I know how the show ends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I know how... Wow.
But he's allowed to tell you?
I can't control my eyebrow.
I thought they were allowed... I mean, they were sworn to secrecy by million-dollar lawsuits.
Well, family.
Well, I mean, I've signed a contract. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So she's under the same rules that he is. She can't tell anyone.
So you can't watch with the same blind eyes like I did until somebody ruined it for me and posted it on my Facebook page.
It's really different to watch it knowing just how the show ends. Yeah, it takes
the fun out of it.
It does. That's why I never read the spoilers before now.
Is Sean listening to our show on the regular?
Oh, yeah. He's listening right now.
Yeah, he's listening right now. Okay, because I just tweeted him and I said, hey, give me a trick question for your sister. So I'm waiting for that to come in. But how does he feel about the way we are portraying him and the show?
I think he thinks it's pretty accurate. I mean, I do think he was very surprised at Tierra.
Mm-hmm.
Because even, you know, the show stopped filming in November and we talked about Tierra, but we had no idea what we were about to watch on TV.
So he's watching and he feels exactly the same way we do.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Oh, man, what was I thinking?
He knew she was a little drama. He had no idea she was that much drama.
The girl is crying practically every freaking time. Yeah. And she's sneaking up on your date while you're out with this chick.
Well, a lot of that is producers.
Well, I know, but
encourage.
I'm just saying.
I can't believe they did this to me.
Did you see him roll his eyes?
Yes.
Yeah. That was the moment when he rolled his eyes at her.
I knew.
I've said this before. I read this cool book called Blink, and it's where they try to thin slice situations with very little information, and they watch couples being interviewed. And if one of the two rolled their eyes, it's a sign of contempt, and it means the relationship will not last another 5 years. It's like a guarantee.
Really?
If eyes are rolled at one partner, it's a sign of contempt and disrespect.
I get that.
And now if it's done in a fun way, like, oh, that's a corny joke.
Kid, we have been together 19 years.
Hey,
come on.
There it is.
There's something to be said for that.
So I think that was the moment that he, because I think once you got there, he started seeing, he didn't want to let you down.
No, he didn't. And I think he needed just a fresh perspective.
Yeah.
And some and a reminder that he needed a reminder that what the decision he makes is going to affect his family back home and that we expect him to make the right decision.
Has he have you always been that to him?
I think we've been very close.
You've been that sounding board for
and
him?
And for me as well.
And when you were here with your husband and Sean, it looked to me like he was really envious, in a good way, of your relationship.
I think so.
And he would, you know, that's his best friend, right?
Yeah.
You're married to his best friend.
That's exactly right.
And he would love to have that.
Yes.
And he ain't going to get that with Tierra.
No.
But I will say this. Of all the bachelors, I think he's done a fantastic job of choosing what's left now. The five women left.
Not the wedding dress girl. That's stupid.
Okay. She's cool.
That's stupid. Okay. There's no chemistry there. Leslie was my pick, Shay.
She was cute.
Yeah,
she was cute until last night when she's like, our passion is like wild and raw. And they just sit there and stare at each other. I'm like, oh, you're going
home. Is it awkward for you to see your brother shirtless or making out with other girls at all?
No. I mean, I hate to say no, but no. I mean, shirtless.
You've seen that a lot.
Yeah.
How about the making out with other girls?
I'm getting used to it. That's weird to say.
I don't think he's gotten used to it. It still strikes me. He's not really like going there.
It'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah, with all those cameras around.
Yeah, I think you get with a wedding dress girl next. That makes four left because she lost.
There's four left now.
She left. She lost me on the balcony when Sean's taking off in a helicopter, and she goes, is that a helicopter?
Well, see, he didn't know that at the time.
Well, and bridal shop girl, she
Dez.
That's her.
She's got the psycho brother next week.
Yeah, Dez.
Well,
yeah. But I think, you know, those are girls that you could hang out with.
Absolutely.
Everyone left.
Yes.
Including substitute teacher
Lindsay. And Ashley, all of them, yes.
They're all nice girls.
They are.
You really can't lose now.
No, I think he
has the
perfect top four.
That's maybe, Lindsay, right?
That's
maybe get
the
rid
substitute
of her.
Teacher, yeah. No, right. I don't like her for him.
All right, so you take her out and you're left with Catherine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With the nose ring.
And then the personal organizer?
Ashley, I like. But she's fragile, and I think she's going to have a severe case of OCD that we're going to uncover later on.
She got married at 17.
Mm. Oh, yeah, well, some deep, dark secret. Happens. Whatever.
She dated the guy from the time she was a freshman to a senior in high school.
And her mom didn't like it.
Yeah.
You think?
Well, that's a warning sign there, getting married at 17.
Oh, that's
just a lover.
Impetuous little girl.
It suggests that there might be some unstable family
Yeah, she was passed around from foster home to foster home.
Yeah.
She wanted something kind of stable. And that's
but when
she...
you come from a great family, don't you look for people that come from great families? Like, that's one of the things you want.
Yeah, I mean, I think you do tend to look for people that have similar upbringings that you do.
Right. Yeah, right. If you come from a dysfunctional upbringing, you might be uncomfortable with someone who's got the perfect nuclear family. You know,
or you want to save them, like we said. You said about Sean. You know, want to save that girl.
Yeah.
Every guy's gone into a strip club thought he could save a stripper.
Yeah. Try to.
Yeah, every man has done that.
I haven't.
No, me neither.
Try to forget what you know.
Okay.
Is there one that you think is perfect for him? Try to forget what you know happened.
Yeah,
if it's her.
Based on the four that are left, there is one in particular I see a lot of chemistry with.
Wow. Hmm.
Leslie.
Chemistry or
five.
Good long-term future.
I think both.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. That's
and fair. See, even Catherine saw the same thing I saw with Leslie. Catherine was more upset that Leslie got sent home than Leslie was last night. Because I picked Leslie from the day she stepped on that stage. I was like, that's the one.
How weird that Catherine got so emotional about it. Like, I think Catherine felt like maybe she was even a better candidate
than her.
That's what she said. She said, I thought Leslie was a better match for Sean than me. She goes, now I don't know what Sean wants because I thought he would have wanted Leslie.
That was surprising, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, because she hasn't shown any dramatic side of her so far this season. So, yeah, it surprised me to see that.
So drama to him is like poison.
Oh, it is.
He hates
it. Oh, yes. Oh, he totally does.
Most guys are like that.
Yeah.
Well, getting the inside view that you did, I mean, I don't watch the show a ton, but do you think it's really practical and possible to fall in love with someone in that 7-8 weeks that they have with that limited interaction?
Yeah, would you be comfortable if he said, I'm marrying this girl?
I mean, I do think it's possible because, like Kelly said, they remove every distraction you could possibly have. You can't read a newspaper, can't turn the TV on. So if all you can do is focus on your relationship.
And drink.
See, I disagree 100%. I think that they add so many distractions because you're in St. Croix and you're in Canada and the mountains.
But you're sitting in a room for 12 hours waiting for him to get done with that one date.
Yeah.
Thinking about him.
And doing nothing else.
It's both, isn't it?
Yeah.
Speed dating.
Would you do it? Knowing what you know? And if you weren't married, obviously.
No, that's the funny part is for years I've been saying my goal in life is to be the bachelorette. And I tell my husband that all the time. So the fact that
being married's kind of an issue.
The fact that I somehow got my brother to be the bachelor is just just blows my mind.
You did.
You're living vicariously through.
Because you put that much energy out in the universe, and the universe responded.
You know, I've told every producer on The Bachelor I'd love to be their next bachelorette, so we'll see. My husband can be a candidate.
The married bachelorette.
My husband can be a candidate.
He would do great until hometown dates.
This is my husband.
You know, that's probably the next level for ABC. They're soulless anyway. Yeah. They'd probably put a married girl on there and go, if she picks somebody other than her husband, they're getting a divorce.
Yeah, but her, the hometown date with him would be her house.
Exactly.
Can you imagine him getting out of the
limo? Oh, there's the dog.
Here's our dog.
Well, hi, I'm your husband. Nice to meet you again.
Sitting there watching the wedding video.
Yeah. If there is a wedding, will it be here?
I don't know.
She can't say.
Because
you don't get married in the man's hometown. You get married in the bride's hometown.
Sean just seems like the type of person to me that wouldn't propose, like that he would want to like date the girl for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you can do that.
Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Yeah.
I don't think they'll get married.
Do you know what that letter says that they have been previewing when he's handed a letter while he's standing on the altar?
Yes.
You know what it says?
I do.
And you know who it's from?
Yes.
Who is it?
What does it say?
Well played.
Is it from one of the girls?
I'm not going to say.
Just that. That's all.
No.
All I need to know is it from one of the girls.
It's probably from Chris Harrison.
I bet you Sean
finally
comes
clean.
Yeah, Chris Harrison. I'm in love with you, Sean.
Yeah.
Sean, let me
please
have one.
Choose me.
We thought it was from Emily Maynard or something.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that'd be whooping.
Yeah.
I don't even watch this show. Why am I even speculating? I don't know.
Aren't you so glad he didn't end up with Emily Maynard?
Would you be surprised if in one
of these... Let her answer that question, please.
In one of these remaining episodes, they brought somebody else in from the outside?
Oh, nothing would surprise me.
Nothing would surprise you, meaning that happens.
And, but back to Emily Maynard. Aren't you glad?
Is it Emily?
My experience with Emily was very positive. She was super sweet. I liked her.
Yeah.
After watching the show back, no, she was not the right fit for Sean.
Boy, you too. Right. This it does reveal, doesn't it? It shows who a person is. Yeah. Maybe not the real person, but you sure get to see the foibles and the flaws in a person when they're on TV this much.
Yeah.
But your brother has come out shockingly unscathed.
And that is who he is.
He's such a good guy.
He is a good guy.
You know?
He is.
I said it at the onset, I think that he might come out of this as the most impressive bachelor that we've had. Mm-hmm. Can you think of somebody who's done a better job?
Well, you don't watch religiously. There's been how many bachelors before him?
Yeah.
You know, you like Sean, you know him.
Yeah.
I'm still mad at him.
I like Bob, that one curly-haired dude.
Yeah, Bob
was
pretty
funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob Guinea or whatever.
Yeah, he was funny.
Oh, he looked like a pig.
But he was fun.
Shay, could you hook up JC with your brother for some workout
plan?
Because JC has said that his wife wants him to look like Sean.
Yeah.
It involves a lot of egg whites and chicken. I can tell you that.
Well, he's got that covered.
I'm out.
Yeah.
And JC walks around with his shirt off almost as much as Sean.
No, I don't.
And we're not even on the beach.
He's just less tan.
not as beefy.
And
I'd like to see the ratio of shirt off versus shirt on.
Can we talk about The Bachelor some more?
All right, kid.
Are you happy with the outcome?
I'm happy because Sean's happy with the outcome.
Ooh.
Sean's happy.
Did everybody read into that?
Yes, I did. I read into
She's
everything.
Good. She is good.
Thank you.
She doesn't like her, and they're never going to make it down the aisle.
No, it's not. Yeah. He picked the wrong girl.
Yeah.
He picked the wrong girl.
She has
the one that he knows is perfect, but her brother is a nightmare, Dez, and that's what's going on here, I think.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, does he whoop his butt next week?
Mm. I think next week's episode's going to be really good.
Is he
going
to whoop his butt, though?
Would you mess with Sean?
Are we likely to think what you're thinking after watching the hometown visits? Like, this girl's perfect?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think the top four girls are all great, but I think real connection and chemistry is going to start to shine through.
Yeah, so then we're going to be shocked just like you were with who he picked.
I'm not saying that
I got it. You're good.
Well played.
She has to be.
I like you. I don't even want to try. I think I could trick you, but I don't even want. You're really smart, and I don't even want to try. Yeah. You're awesome to come in. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
There's our bachelor talk. I have to take a break because I can't control my eyebrow right now. So I'll let you know. I'll get that under control.
All right.
And tell Sean that we're watching.
You tell him right now. He's listening.
He knows we're watching.
You tell him, kid.
Shout out, Sean.
Yeah. And we want him in here. If he goes to any other, if he does any other radio show before
what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'm sending JC after.
He's flirting with Billy Bush a lot on Twitter.
No Billy Bush.
No Billy Bush.
All right.
Seacrest.
Yeah. No Seacrest.
No Seacrest.
Especially no Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest. Okay? Promise?
Okay. All right.
That's Shay, Sean's sister from The Bachelor. Yay! Kick Patrick in the morning.
With all the internetting we're doing, sometimes we could use a little help. The Kid Credit in the Morning podcast will be right back after this.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-509-8182. That's 1-800-509-8182.
Connect with the show all day by liking us at KidFacebook.com. Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's also Fat Tuesday, and isn't that a wonderful, wonderful time to look for Miss Fat Tuesday?
Yeah.
And reward her with free pancakes.
Or something.
Wouldn't that be a thrill to be named someone, not named, but to be chosen as someone
in contention
that could compete in the Miss Fat Tuesday pageant?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd want to have that sash on across my chest.
Well,
Miss Fat Tuesday.
Why is that?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem to be very complimentary.
Well, you know.
But, you know, hey, who am I to talk?
It's all in who you take it. So we sent JC out on the street yesterday to walk up to women.
No, I went by the restaurants that are pretty quick and fast.
Mm-hmm. And you passed yourself off as a scout for the Mardi Gras, the State Mardi Gras Commission.
Yeah, something like that. I named it.
And they're looking for. Well, that's what I told you to name it.
I think I named it that. The State Mardi Gras Board or something.
That you didn't.
Okay. I think I did.
Uh-huh. And since it's Fat Tuesday, we thought this would be an ideal time to let you hear how the candidates responded. To being told that they would be a perfect candidate for Miss Fat Tuesday. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's Mardi Gras and also Lent is starting up pretty soon.
I see. I see all your beans.
Yeah. Do you want some?
Yeah.
Show them.
Yeah.
Excuse me? What does that have to do with Miss Fat Tuesday?
Well, I was wearing beads because, you know, I'm part of the Mardi Gras board.
What is show? You
show
yelled,
them?
You yelled show them right there.
Right. I didn't say what. You know, maybe I'd want to see your tattoos or your rings. Maybe.
Your rings. That's not what typically
you know. Nipple rings.
No, I'm just
in New Orleans.
Just saying, I didn't ask for specifically what.
Where were you when this happened? When you were yelling, "Show them!"
I believe right there, I was outside of a wonderful store called Target.
Target parking lot. You're yelling, "Show them!"
Yeah.
Target parking lot.
Mm, yeah.
Broad daylight.
It's the spirit
right.
Of the
she
season.
Wasn't. Yeah. You know, it's Mardi Gras, and also Lent is starting up pretty soon.
I see. I see all your beans.
Yeah. Do you want some?
Yeah.
Show them.
No.
Show them. I was talking about tattoos.
I don't have them.
Thank you, though. Appreciate it. Well, I'm with the State Mardi Gras Board, and I was wondering if you would be interested in being our next Miss Fat Tuesday.
I'm sorry, I'm pregnant.
Is that the excuse you're giving now?
Yes, I am pregnant.
Oh, I got, okay. Good luck with your pregnancy. Yeah, okay.
Oh, man.
I think I deserve one of those beads.
Well, show them.
No.
No, show them.
Okay, woohoo.
No, I'm like, why is everybody showing? I'm your tattoos, not your, that, wow.
So what did she do?
She did the bra one, though. She didn't go all the way like the first
she
one did.
She pulled her shirt up so you could... The first one she literally showed you...
Real quick,
In the Target parking lot.
Why not? Yeah. I guess she was feeling good that day.
Season.
Kelly, you do that now, wouldn't you?
At about the 30 girls I asked, two of them went through. My name is Joseph. I'm with the State Board of Mardi Gras. I was wondering if I could ask you a question, though. I was wondering, would you be interested in becoming our next Miss Fat Tuesday? Because you seem to fit the criteria we're looking for.
I'm pregnant. Are you trying to call me fat?
I'm saying, like,
shut up.
You know,
you're calling me fat.
I didn't even know she was pregnant. She can't get on those beads?
See?
Show them. Show them. No, show them. No, show them.
I'm making that money.
It's okay. Let me see them.
Target parking lot.
I'm a grandson. It's okay.
She was a grandma?
My name is Joseph. I am with the State Board of Mardi Gras. We're looking for Miss Fat Tuesday, and actually, I just want to let you know that you kind of fit the criteria of what we're looking for. So I was wondering if you'd be interested in becoming Miss Fat Tuesday for us.
What you mean, Miss Fat Tuesday?
I'm just saying that you fit the criteria of, you know, what we're looking for in Miss Fat Tuesday.
You calling me fat?
I'm just saying that you...
You might want to go ahead on and get out of my face before I give you a big fat lip. How about that?
No, it's not fat lip. It's Fat Tuesday, Miss...
But you're going to get a fat lip. You calling me fat?
I ain't calling you skinny.
Well, I'm not Miss Fat Tuesday, and I'm not interested in your stupid fat content.
What? I'm not interested in your stupid fat lip.
You're going to get a fat lip.
No, I'm not saying you have a fat lip. I'm saying congratulations.
Congratulations to you, Mr. Fat Tuesday.
No, you're Miss Fat Lip.
What? I got your fat lip.
Oh, oh my God. That was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I bet she's going to be celebrating Pancake Day.
See, I wouldn't. I'm just saying, I wouldn't ask overweight women.
Who am I asking?
But all women think they're fat. So.
Right.
Yeah.
She could have been.
I was
like
just saying.
105.
You know.
Was she about 105 then?
Yeah. Times.
Oh, no.
Times two.
You calling me fat?
What?
I got your fat lip. Not fat.
Wonderful lady. I'd hang out with her.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That went terribly wrong.
Yeah. They didn't want to partake.
Hey, hey, hey.
Tuesday. And I'm going to sing a song for you. Everybody get out and get your Fat Tuesday on.
Yeah.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's fun to listen and watch all the cute little videos that come in, especially from the younger kids. We have three different categories for a classroom musical. And then we award the winners from each category by pimping out their classroom. We've bought plasma TVs, IMAX, beanbag chairs, overhead projectors.
Mm-hmm.
And with so many teachers having to go to their own bank account to buy what their classroom needs. What a great
and
option.
They already
this
don't
is.
Make enough.
Yeah, so get those kids making a video, classroom musical, just, you know, Glee style.
We got about a week and a half to get those in.
A week and a half?
Yeah.
That's it. All right, we're looking for something for Valentine's. I need a couple right now to call us up. If you're both available, you don't have to be together, but you can give me the number of the other one, and there's somewhere. In fact, I prefer you not be together, but it doesn't matter, really. So here's our number. This is to win a fantastic fantasy Valentine's date.
Oh, nice.
The number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're going to pick a couple and see how well they know each other.
Okay.
And they're going to get a date that one of them is going to really love.
One?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Huh.
Mm.
All right.
One of them.
It's kind of like a Big Al date. On a Big Al date,
what do you mean?
It's usually a date that one loves, and it's Al who loves it.
No,
and the other
one's
because it's always wrong. And
no,
true.
Not necessarily.
No?
I mean, I'm getting a lot better, dude. I'm getting a lot better in my dating habits.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I think so.
You don't have
to
worry.
Ask her.
you don't have to worry about Dr. Girlfriend for Valentine's Day.
Dr. Girlfriend,
because she's not around.
She's
right?
She's out of town for a little bit.
Is she just out of town or
Dr. X Girlfriend?
I hope not. No, she's out of town. She's out of town.
She is out of town.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll see her Friday.
Okay.
Man.
So are you doing something?
I mean, just going to walk around Bourbon Street, see what happens with some of her friends.
That's your plan?
Oh, you're going with her friend?
Walk down Bourbon Street and see what happens.
Yeah.
You don't need a plan in New Orleans.
Yeah, you really don't, man. It's New Orleans. I mean, it's the French Quarter. Yeah.
How about a romantic dinner?
I mean, like I said, she's got some of her friends that are coming there, too, that she hasn't seen in a while.
So she's controlling the agenda.
Yeah, she's
guy
controlling
friends?
This one.
So you're the tag along.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Are there going to be guy friends or are they all girlfriends?
I really don't know. I know there's one girl that I've talked to on the phone, or, you know, she's mentioned, but I don't know who all's going to, I don't know how many people or what.
You know, it's a big moment. This is like home week on The Bachelor.
It is.
You're meeting her friends.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if you realize, you're black. Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
So,
why don't you tell me?
I know. So.
Yeah. So what should I do? Should I make
that
special black preparations? Or
blepperations?
You don't think she's told them that he's black?
I don't know.
You don't think after this song they've seen photos of him?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
They may not even know he exists. She's a bit of a quagmire. She's a mystery.
Giggity.
Hmm.
I don't think she's a mystery. I think she doesn't like her life being talked about on the air. And she's a busy doctor.
Yes.
Yeah.
You nailed it right there, Jenna.
Because you've told me that when you walk into situations as a black man, you have to decide if you're going to act like a black man or act like
I've told you what?
You've told me that.
I've told you what?
You said that when you're with other black guys, that you adopt one personality, and that when you're with a group of white friends, you adopt another. You've told me this.
I'll admit that. So, okay. You know, yeah, when you're around
Which one are you going with?
When you're around your homies.
I think you should go with hard black man.
When you're around your homies, you kind of talk. And
so he's either a brother or a brother.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But we do that, too. Kid does it. I do it.
You guys all do it.
In New Orleans, you should vow to go Ninth Ward on her.
Yeah.
Go hardcore.
Go
hard.
Anytime you interview a rapper.
What's up?
Yeah. Anytime you interview a rapper, even if you're trying to be cool and you call him Kid Cutie.
Because that's in me, Jenna.
You call him Kid Cutie.
Oh, shit. Anytime we order Mexican food or Chinese food.
That also is in me.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, come on.
Hola.
Yeah.
Buenos dias.
Quesadillas, por favor.
Yeah. Excellent, guys.
Yo quiero dos enchiladas con queso, por favor.
Ah, muy bien, muy bien.
Pretty good, right?
No, that was good.
Thanks.
Not bad.
Did I sound anything that from a guy that was not Spanish at all? Didn't I sound... Mean, wait, let me rephrase that. Didn't I sound like a guy that might be Mexican?
No, but you sounded good.
Yeah.
When you said queso, that sounded good.
You do it around the gay guys, too.
Amigo, hey! Amigo, no quiero dinero.
¿No quieres dinero?
No quiero dinero.
¿Por qué no quieres dinero?
¿Por qué?
Throw English in there. I like when it's both.
You just said, I don't
Spanglish.
Want money.
Oh.
What Mexican was that? I don't want money. No, all of us Mexicans say we want money.
No tengo dinero. No tengo dinero.
Yeah.
Don't have
now, it. Once you ask me to roll an R, I'm out.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to roll the R's.
And on African American talk.
Mm-hmm.
When are you out?
Right at the get-go. Yeah.
Good answer.
Although, you know, me and Irv Gotti were buddies for a while.
Oh, really?
You and Irv Gotti.
Yeah, he's managing artists, and mm-hmm. so was I. And so we, you know, he was Irv Gotti was managing. You ready for this? Yeah. Michelle Branch.
Yeah.
Really?
Irv Gotti.
Wow.
Before or after he went to prison?
Don't get much wider than that.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm right there.
All right. So I'll go Ninth Ward.
What's up?
I'll go Ninth Ward.
Your hood.
Yeah. Kelly, Valentine's Day, is it just a raw sore to you, or what are you doing?
It really is not, but my friend Haven is convinced that I'm lonely and miserable. So every Valentine's Day, she makes me go to dinner with her. And
that's worse. I think it's worse to go out to dinner on Valentine's Day with friends, because I don't get sad being single on Valentine's Day.
I really don't.
But having it in my face, like going out with a friend, and then it's like that Sex in the City where there's balloons and couples everywhere, and you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
It highlights
now
that you're pathetic.
I feel bad.
Isn't it kind of like being in a nursing home and having the kids pick you up and take you to the house for dinner that night, and then they
bring you back
promptly
to the nursing
drop
home?
You off on the front step of the nursing home, and it's all over with.
Well, I mean, she means well, but I don't know if it's more for her sake or mine, because her husband really doesn't get into Valentine's Day.
Did you know,
it gives her something to do. I don't know.
Did you know that men hate the idea of being alone on Valentine's Day more than women? They asked 1,000 people.
Then why isn't anybody asking me to dinner?
And 24% of men say they hate the idea of being alone, compared to only 16% of women who said that they admitted that they hated
being
alone.
Women hate it. They just don't admit it, I think.
Well, sometimes you just like, it is what it is. I mean, I'm kind of get all mopey on one day.
Because, see, girls can still go out.
Every other day.
Girls can still go out with girls on Valentine's Day if they want to. Guys are not going to get together.
But I don't even
want to
do that. That whole.
That's a difference.
Yeah, that anti-Valentine separation, celebration. I don't do that. Yeah. I just would rather stay home and just.
Yeah, like any other day.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a couple on the phone, and I don't know how long they've been together. We'll find out right now and see if they're willing to compete for a fantasy Valentine's Day that one of them will love.
All right.
I wonder which one.
We got Jill on the phone first. Hi, Jill. Hi, Jill. Hi, Jill.
Jill.
I hear you breathing.
Hello. Who's this? Okay, Rick's on the phone.
Oh, hey, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hi.
Hi. Is Jill on there, too? Jill, can you talk? All right, hang on a second.
Interesting.
Try to fix this. Okay. No. We lost Jill. Rick, we're going to try to get Jill back on, okay?
Hang tight.
Rick.
Hang tight there,
Rick. Rick, you still there?
Rick-a-roni.
Oh, boy.
Can we not pull off a conference call with two people?
Apparently not.
I mean, you're pushing the buttons.
Yeah. Rick, are you still there? No.
All right.
We hung up on
Rick. All right, I'm just going to cancel the bit. I can tell you what the bit was going to be.
Okay.
I bet it was going to be great.
It was going to be amazing.
Fabuloso.
Fantastic.
Well, you tell us
the bit. It would have made radio history. It was a guaranteed Marconi.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, gone it.
Man.
Rick ruined everything.
And Jill.
I don't want to mention her name again.
Look at the call screener board. They're not on the phone, and yet their names are still on the call screener board.
Yeah, but that thing's
been. Yeah, but
that
thing's been.
What's wrong with it?
We're getting a new system.
Asking me?
There's been issues since I was a phone screener 5 years ago.
Yeah, we're getting on that.
Yeah.
We're going to have to work on
that. Hey, we got a new refrigerator.
Yeah, we did.
It's already junked up. It's already full of junk.
That was expensive.
We got our own cabinet.
Do you like that fridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Got ice machine.
I hope you do.
Machine.
I hope you like that fridge very much. I hope.
Why?
You love
what are you gonna make me do?
I just hope you love that fridge.
We got
because
I love the fridge.
Every time you look at that fridge, here's what I want you to think. That's the Christmas party next year.
That's all right.
I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that, too.
So what, you mean I don't have to get dressed up and go alone to another office Christmas
party? Yeah, exactly.
Darn it.
Wait, so I don't have to buy a dress and be by myself?
Nope. You can just come up here and look in the fridge. It's a Frigidaire, stainless steel.
Yeah, it is.
How do you like those new cabinets?
Pretty good.
We each got our own.
You made those at the house.
You made those at the house?
No.
You got them at IKEA.
Yeah.
Are they from IKEA?
I don't know.
I hope so. Be cheaper that way. They're nice, though. They're bright red cabinets.
Yeah, real nice.
I can't believe none of you have taken a picture of the new break room and posted it on Facebook. There's no pride in the office here.
Well, we're waiting for it to be done. There was tape on the sink yesterday.
Yeah, they're not done yet.
I'm waiting for you to pick up the sausage you left from last Thursday.
I don't pick up sausage. What do you mean pick up the sausage?
Your food is still sitting out from last week.
You left your sausage all sprawled out on the soundboard over here.
Like if every guy hadn't done that.
Girl, you got to hang out with me and get some sausage.
I'm not taking a picture of it till it's out of there.
And was that your moldy chicken and rice?
No. I'm just going to say no.
It was yours.
I have my own fridge. I don't use your fridge ever.
Yeah, your fridge is so small.
I have a tiny little fridge for a tiny little man.
You have a tiny little man fridge?
A dorm room fridge.
A tiny little man fridge.
You do. That holds like two beers.
Yeah. I'm tired of stalling here. Rick, are you on?
I am.
Good.
Yay, right. He heard us.
Don't move. Whatever you do, Rick, don't move.
Is your lovely woman on, too? Where's Jill?
Uh-oh, this is where we messed
Jill
up last
yet.
Time.
We're getting Jill.
She's on 13.
Problem child.
They're putting her on.
Jill, married her anyway.
Jill, are you there?
Yes.
Yay!
All right, we did it!
Yay!
Are you two married to each other?
No, we've been almost 7 years.
Seven years?
What's the holdup,
wow.
Rick?
Rick, what's going on with that?
Isn't it time to kind of get married or call quits?
All good.
Rick, what's up with that?
Wait, what's the question?
The question is, you are married. That's what you're saying. Jill, yeah. were you not aware that you're married, Jill?
Yeah, I said almost 7 years.
Oh.
I thought she said
I said
no.
You're married, and you said no.
Yeah, you.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you are married. Okay.
Yeah.
The questions get harder, Jill.
Okay.
All right. So you've been married for 7 years.
Yes.
Jill, describe to me the most romantic thing he's ever done for you.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
Rick's not happy about this.
No.
I guess just the surprising, like, saying we're going out and then just takes me somewhere.
We're going out. That's his romantic.
Yeah. Rick, put your jeans on.
Rick,
we're going out.
You are Don Juan, Rick.
Yeah. We're going to have some beers.
You're like the incarnation of the Cupid.
Fabio.
Hey, it's 7 years. Something must work.
You're like a romance novel character come to life, Rick.
That's exactly right.
Hey, you want to go out? That's Rick's romance.
You want to grab a brewski?
You got that 7 year itch yet, Rick?
Okay.
We asked each of you questions off the air, and now we're going to ask the other one to tell us the answers. Okay?
Oh, well played.
Okay.
And do you solemnly swear and pinky promise that you did not share your answers with each other?
I pinky promise.
Under penalty of a horrible dog bite?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is what we do. When we think that you're trying to pull one over on us, we will send a pit bull to your house.
Oh, yeah, that's us.
Okay.
Dolly.
All right.
The singer pit bull?
Yeah.
yeah. Get all crunk up in there.
Yeah.
All right. Question number one, Rick, this is for you. What is the scariest movie that Jill ever saw before you met?
Well, I'd say that's probably pretty easy because she hates scary movies so bad.
Okay.
I would say... It's got to go way back to, like, Nightmare on Elm Street or something. Nightmare on Elm Street.
And that is correct.
She won't watch the scary movie
now. You got that right.
Yeah, good.
Way to go, Rick.
And all that working around the answer gives me a little suspicion.
Oh, kid, you're always suspicious. Let it go.
I just hate being...
Just go with it.
Duped.
Enjoy it.
I hate Jason.
All right. Rick and Jill, whoever
you
went...
hate Jason, but that's Friday the 13th, not Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, well, okay. I hate them all.
Okay.
I don't know who to.
Freddy Krueger would be Nightmare.
Freddy Krueger, gotcha.
Yeah, sweater.
Now, whoever wins this challenge is going to win a fantastic fantasy Valentine's date that they will love.
Okay. Awesome.
But the other one's going. All right, same question for you, Jill. What's the scariest movie your husband saw before you met?
Maybe Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas.
That's pretty gross.
Chainsaw Massacre. I'm sorry.
Oh,
that is
Jill.
Not correct. And
what was it?
Rick leads 1-0. He said it was. Go ahead and tell us, Rick.
Halloween.
Halloween.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Well played, Rick.
I'm with you. So
okay.
good.
All right. All right. Jill, please tell me the first name of the person who irritates Rick the most.
Ooh.
Ooh, man.
Not yourself. Not myself. It's probably one of my best friends, Kathy.
Kathy is correct.
Wow.
By the way, hello, Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy's on the board with 1 point.
You annoy Rick.
No. And now, Rick, you get to tell us the friend that you think annoys Jill the most. Name of the person who annoys or irritates Jill the most.
I think that's an easy one. It's got to be her brother, Brian.
Her brother, Brian. Her brother. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Nice.
It's now 2-1 in favor of Rick. We go to another Rick question here for Jill. Jill, please name 3 food items that Rick would include in his last meal.
Mm.
And if you get one right, we'll give you the ding.
Good, that was tough.
Yeah. Well, I cooked it, so eggs, sausage, and toast.
Eggs, sausage, and toast. Is that correct? No.
Not one out of 3?
Oh, man.
No.
What would his last meal
what
be?
Is
no,
it?
You saying, kid, hold on just a second. I think she said she
maybe
just cooked
his last meal.
Like
she meant
last...
the last one he put in
no,
his mouth.
No, Jill, like what he would have before he died.
Yeah, right. In his last meal.
Good, Al. Al thinks like she does.
Okay. You're right. We could have messed that up. All right.
Okay,
once again, Jill.
We ate breakfast for dinner.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think Rick would want in his last meal?
Last meal.
Before he goes to the electric chair.
Yeah.
Probably steak.
3 things.
Steak and lobster. Steak and lobster.
And one more. You get one more guess.
One more guess because you haven't hit one yet.
Steak, lobster, and potatoes.
Nope. Sorry.
Not
man.
What did he say?
He said he wanted a hamburger, fries, and key lime pie.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Not too bad.
Yeah. She's like,
I
would
love it.
Rick, 7 years and I still don't know.
All right, Rick, do you want to change your answer? Because we asked you the same question. Did you understand the question?
I do understand the question.
Okay. And what?
But I didn't understand the question.
Okay, right. then I don't know what your answer would be, so I have to take you off the air for a second.
Well, it's going to be eggs, toast, and sausage. That's what she just said.
Well, that's why I have to change that.
So you're going
to
ask her what her...
Hey, Jill?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're off the air now. Tell me what your answer would be for your last meal. You're not standing there with him, are you? Okay, all right. Okay.
So you really took her off the air.
You could have guessed that one.
All right. Now we
Kid Craddock.
Don't blame me for a stupid phone not working.
Your
exactly
stupid
right.
finger.
All right, we're calling him back right now.
Hang on just a second.
I can't wait to find out what the answer
Why'd
is.
You get him so quick? All right, go ahead.
Redial.
Rick, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Okay, Rick. Time for you to predict what you think Jill's last meal would be.
Oh, man. Well, let's go with some lobster.
Okay, you got it right because that was one of them. She said steak, lobster, and potatoes. So that puts you up 3-1.
She's pretty creative, huh?
Yeah. All right, Jill. Jill,
uh-huh.
What country would Rick most like to visit? Quickly.
Amsterdam, Holland.
Netherlands?
Amsterdam, Holland.
It's beautiful this time of year.
Yeah. Yeah, she's probably right, though. I messed up my own answer.
What did you say, Rick?
I said Canada.
Canada. Okay.
Canada. It's
what
right
the
there.
Hell?
Look at Vancouver.
Where do you think Jill would most like to visit? Hurry. 3 seconds. Country.
South America.
South America. No, that's a continent.
South America is a country.
Yeah. I think you could have just said Holland. That's what she said. You would have had it right.
Holland?
Yeah, she said Holland.
Okay, your wife's pretty predictable there.
Basically, she's gonna say your favorite thing is whatever hers is.
Exactly.
That kind of makes this an easy game.
Yeah, right.
But you didn't figure it out after 4 questions.
Yeah,
so.
Didn't figure it out after 7 years.
But he's still winning 3-1, right?
Yeah,
he is.
All right, well, we're on our last question, so there's no way Jill can win.
Damn. Yeah, let's do it for fun.
What is it?
Jill, between Bruno Mars and Taylor Swift, who would Rick choose to see in concert?
Well, he probably doesn't even know Bruno Mars, so Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, and that is correct. So you go to 3-2 now. And, Rick, same question. Who would Jill see, Taylor Swift or Bruno?
Got to be Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is correct also, so you have commanding... sorry, this one. You have a commanding 4-2 lead.
Well, again, her favorite is yours.
So that means we have a fantasy Valentine's date set up for Rick and Jill.
This is the most romantic thing he's ever done.
And since Rick is the winner, The two of you will be going Saturday night to an intimate surrounding with only 25,000 other people.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
At the Monster Energy AMA Supercross Motorcycle Band.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Saturday.
Be there.
They got like two new trucks in that show.
Motorcycles, dirt.
How do you know that?
A lot of mud and stuff. Motorcycle crashes, ambulances. A lot of white trash people everywhere you look.
Really loud trucks.
Yeah, it's going to be Valentine's Day.
Sunday.
How do you feel, Jill?
That's great.
Rick, what do you think?
Oh, I'm excited.
You're down with that. Yeah. In fact, we're going to try to get you backstage to actually... to actually push your cheek up to a motorcycle motor.
You can touch a truck.
Nice. Yeah.
Feel that dirt.
You can touch a truck.
You're gonna meet Supercross champion.
Or a motorcycle. I don't know what these things are.
Make up a fake name. Supercross champion. You're going to meet Supercross champion.
Bubba. It's gotta
Travis
be Bubba.
Bubba.
McCoy. There you go.
Travis McCoy, formerly of Gym Class Heroes. Who is now the premier motorcycle champion.
The tallest one
in the
ever,
world. He's the world's tallest motorcycle rider at 6 feet seven.
Oh, man.
Jill, you and Rick would have been enjoying a night of ballroom dancing if you had won today. So, Rick, you can count your blessings.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're going to see motorcycles.
Sweet.
That's like a lawnmower.
Rinky dink motorcycle.
Yeah, it's a lawnmower, dude.
Come on. Is that the best we can do, Shannon?
Come on. It's not the monster truck thing? I thought it was monster truck.
Come on!
That's a lawn. That's for sure a lawnmower.
That's a shout out.
We can do JC's edger. Sound effects better now.
That's JC's edger.
Go put that back in the shed.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. I'll put it back in your truck.
Thank you.
Now, more of Kid Craddock in the Morning. Now.
We don't have a song written for this, so let's make it up. It's a Craigslist Valentine's. All right.
Hey.
Maybe I should buy you. JC, you're going to go next after this line. Mm-hmm. Something good for Valentine's.
Maybe I should get you.
Listen, you know, Justin Timberlake-ing it up there.
Some gloves from a mime.
What?
Wow, take it out.
All I'm really trying to show.
Random man.
Is that you belong to me and you're mine.
Got the rhyme in.
It's a Craigslist Valentine.
It's a Craigslist Valentine.
A Craigslist
Valentine.
Can't decide what to get your sweetie. Could she be
any happier? Down, please?
Could she be any happier? Than if she received the Kelly Clarkson full-size cardboard stand-up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'd like that.
Talk about
Shannon, that's great.
Talk about a sweet collectible.
Sweet.
Now, it does say on the stand-up, vitamin water.
Oh.
And she's holding one. She's holding a vitamin water.
How do they ship it?
$39 for this rare collectible.
I guess it folded in half.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's Craigslist Valentine's item number one.
All right. Thank you.
And we present that here on our segment called
It's a Craigslist Valentine.
Craigslist Valentine.
Heal me.
Heal me. No.
How about for your woman? Look at your woman right now. What's she got working on her hitch?
Huh?
Nothing. Get her a tailgate grill. $20. Brand new, never opened, mounts on your hitch.
Oh.
It's a grill, Kelly. It's a grill.
That mounts on your hitch?
It mounts on your hitch.
Love that.
You can make wieners on it.
Gotta get a hitch.
That's what she said.
I know it isn't. All right.
Oh, my.
All right. For Valentine's Day, let's say that, you know, you're a married person, and you want to spice things up where it counts.
Oh, yeah.
I got the plan for you. Listen to this. It's the Tony Hawk helmet camera.
Oh, my God.
I want one of these so bad, so when I go to Pamplona to run with the Bulls, I can videotape it.
This camera will strap to any helmet, including the one your wife wears to bed.
Huh?
It has laser targeting feature.
It's called
You can even edit on the helmet.
What?
Say that.
Wow.
Special action sports effects.
Huh.
It's the Tony Hawk helmet camera for Valentine's Day. Does it get any better than that?
No. I can't imagine.
Yeah, sure does. Helmet strap with clip, USB cable. How much? $40. Wow. Mm.
That's
is
not
a
bad.
Deal, $40 for that bad
Sounds
boy.
Sounds like it.
Ready?
It's a Craigslist Valentine.
Let's say your woman is just too important to you to settle on just one gift.
Uh-huh.
Where are you going to find all the things she needs in
I don't
one
know.
Place? I'll tell you where. Mm-hmm. From Amber.
Oh, yeah. I like Amber.
Okay. What does Amber got?
Good people.
What's Amber got?
Neat, neat lady, isn't she?
I can't deal. All right.
It's a Craigslist Valentine.
Amber has. All right, think of this. Valentine's cavalcade of gifts.
All right. Bring it.
I Love Lucy season 2.
Oh, no way.
All season
On DVD?
Two.
Food processor. Bedspread.
Oh.
Hey.
College textbook Understanding Computers. Woman's suede jacket, slightly stained.
Oh, pit stains.
Wrought iron CD tower.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so happy that you're mine.
Brand new kitty bed.
Little things I should have said and done.
Woman's study Bible.
Oh. Well, she just selling everything?
Dymo label writer.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's the Craigslist
Valentine.
What is it? It's a Craigslist Valentine.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.